This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, August 21st, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle. KUAF is supported by the Walmart Visitor Center Museum. This newly remodeled and expanding center is family-friendly and features two interactive galleries, plus the Walton's Five and Dime 1950s-style soda fountain. Located on the square in downtown Bentonville and open daily until 9 p.m., 277-8493 or Facebook/Walmart Visitor Center Museum for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, keeping kids in the classroom. Reach Out Northwest Arkansas is a program working to keep kids from dropping out of school. Plus, exploring the new green roof atop the newly renovated Vol Walker Hall on the University of Arkansas campus.
And Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas discusses the political landscape in Arkansas and more.
But first, despite the damage caused by the March oil spill in Mayflower, a former head of the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration says pipelines are the safest and most efficient means of transporting oil. Brigham McCown spoke yesterday at the Clinton School of Public Service in Little Rock, primarily about the Keystone XL pipeline. He called it a no-brainer, saying that studies from the Department of Energy show infrastructure investments for fossil fuels are necessary.
By 2040, renewables will only account for 10% of all electric generation worldwide. Now, that's not to say we should accept the status quo. We shouldn't. I think we can do better than that. But the reality is, however, as sobering as it may be, that we will remain a hydrocarbon-based economy for the foreseeable future. If you accept that premise, then the question is not if the energy materials we need will get to market. The question we should all be asking is, how will they get there?
McCown dismissed many environmental activists, saying they are artful in sowing indecision, uncertainty, and hysteria. McCown was the first head of the pipeline regulatory agency and claims they only consider science and that many activist groups don't contribute to a meaningful discussion.
Though more energy infrastructure may be necessary in coming years, not everyone is as certain about the safety of pipelines, especially those crossing major watersheds. Earlier this week, Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel expressed concerns about the possibility of ExxonMobil's Pegasus pipeline being restarted. The company said recently that no decision has been made about its future, though it is considering retiring the 65-year-old pipeline. McDaniel was a guest Monday on NPR's Diane Rehm show discussing pipeline safety.
This very pipeline, which I assume that 900 miles of it came from the same factory and would have at least the risk of the same defects. It travels under the Arkansas River. It travels under Lake Maumelle, which is the watershed for the 400,000 people, the drinking supply here in Little Rock. And I think it crosses 27 other watersheds as it crosses the state of Arkansas, not counting what it's done elsewhere.
The state and federal government are seeking penalties from ExxonMobil for violating clean water and clean air laws. McDaniel also said additional legal action is likely for natural resource damages.
A Bentonville Elementary School has received a prestigious national honor. The Central Park Morning Star Elementary has been named a 2013 National Blue Ribbon School. Principal Stacy Freeman says the award is a significant honor.
The Blue Ribbon Award that we have been honored with is based on academics and high-performing test scores for the last 5 years. So it's just a wonderful recognition to my students and staff of just that continuation of constantly maintaining a high level for all of our kids.
Freeman says though the school already had high test scores, increasing test scores even further was just a matter of giving enough attention to each of the school's roughly 825 students.
You know, it really is just a matter of expectations, I believe, and having a fantastic staff that's dedicated to meeting every child's needs individually. Of just looking at each child, seeing what do they need to help improve where they're at. Because it comes down to every child needs their own independent education plan, because no child is alike. And so we have to make sure we individualize and make sure we're enriching every single child.
Central Park Elementary is the largest elementary school in the Bentonville School District, taking in students from Rogers and Springdale, as well as Bentonville. Freeman says in addition to the 55 teachers at the school, parent volunteers and teachers' aides help the school give the individualized attention that makes student success possible.
The Hartford School Board in Sebastian County will continue business as usual after the Quorum Court appointed four members at its meeting last night. Teresa Ragsdale is superintendent of the Hartford School District, and she says there was no other option but to appoint members to the board.
When the board was given in May timeline for filing for election, only three board members were present because that's all I had at the time. So they received it. One of those board members did not want to run for re-election, so that makes sense. He didn't file. The other two, it just slipped their mind. The time caught up with them. And after that, two additional board members were appointed, and they were not aware of the timeline, and so they didn't know to file. So it ended up where we didn't have anybody on the ballot.
According to state law, if only a minority of directors remain on the board as a result of several vacancies, the vacancies are to be filled by the quorum or the county quorum court.
The city of Fort Smith is replacing sidewalks at a greater rate than it ever has. So far this year, the city's streets department has replaced about 16,000 linear feet of sidewalks, compared to between 7 and 8,000 feet in previous years. Greg Riley, director of the city streets department, says the reason for more construction this year is because of action at the ballot box last fall.
Well, we put more money to it because we've got the statewide sales tax money that the street department's able to use. But prior to that, we've only used money that was taken in from building permits, which only amounted to about $300,000 a year. We're now putting closer to $1 million a year into it.
Much of the sidewalks installed this year so far are north of Rogers Avenue and west of Old Greenwood Road. Riley says the sidewalks built by the streets department's two sidewalk crews are replacements for sidewalks already in place.
We've got deteriorated sidewalks. I mean, obviously the older parts of town are more deteriorated since we haven't had the sidewalk program here. So we're in the older parts of town replacing large chunks of sidewalk at a time because, they could be 60, 70 years old in some places.
In addition, some of the sidewalks being replaced aren't compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Riley says this is the first year that the city has built sidewalks using in-house crews and that using the in-house crews saves the city about $10 per foot on construction costs. By that figure, the city has saved about $160,000 on sidewalk construction so far this year. But Riley expects the streets department to complete between 25 and 30,000 feet of sidewalks by the year's end.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals were on the road again last night. The Nats won convincingly the first game of a three-game series against the Springfield Cardinals, 21-6. The series continues tonight in Springfield.
Mostly clear tonight with lows from 66 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 70 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower to mid-90s. And tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows from 68 in northwest Arkansas to 72 in the Arkansas River Valley.